Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and today we are going to talk about past life regression and soul growth. Big topic, lots of cool stuff to talk about today. So settle back, relax in your chair, and join us. And I want to remind you that my work is about helping everyone understand that they have their own intuitive and healing abilities, that we just need to learn how to tap them. So that's what my work is about. That's what my show is about each week, a variation on the theme. And you are welcome to call in today to ask questions, to share your experiences, even to get a quick intuitive reading. And that number is 202-570-7057. If you're shy, which I completely understand, go ahead and email questions, comments, even a request for quick readings to me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's RobinFritz.com. So today I want to talk about what past life regression is, the various forms of past life regression, how to look for someone to work with to assist you in a past life regression, some stories about it, and then some really interesting insights that I have picked up on or learned during the course of doing so many past life regressions with clients. Some really fascinating things that I've learned. So before we get straight into the show here, as each week, I invite you to tap into the healing energy of my crystal partner, Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz. Fallon is currently in the shape of a crystal ball. I had nothing to do with that. I missed him. We've had many past lives together. We missed each other by 6 years at the time when they decided to carve him into a crystal ball. So he's an ancient healer and truth bringer. And you can experience his energy during the show and the way your intuition works most strongly. So seeing pictures, hearing him chat with you, feeling his energy, or simply know that you're connected with him. And at the end of the show, we'll ground you back into your body, close down that crown chakra. Because sometimes when you're connected with Fallon, people can get a little lightheaded. So sit back in your chair and take your attention to the top of your head. And we are connecting now with Fallon's energy. And as you breathe down your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and back up again, just feel the cares of the day washing away, all of the things that are occupying your mind. Just let them go. This is your time for your own personal intuitive and healing work and for connection to community. So breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Feel those blocks moving away. And then as you breathe up from your feet, now past your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. Feel that healing energy just rush in and support you for the day. And that is our gift to you each week. So, past life regression. Curious about your past lives. You know, don't even believe in them. Not sure if you've had one. You know, wondering if they even matter. You know, that's the subject today. What a past life regression is, the various forms of it, what's the difference between Akashic records and past life regression and psychic insight? Why do we even need to know our soul purpose? Is that even important? And what if you could tap into the knowledge of a previous life? What would you discover? What could you bring forward to help you today? Now, past life regression as it exists today, as a discipline, so to speak, is also called soul regression hypnotherapy to practice it in certain states. Like the state of Washington, where I live, you need to be a licensed hypnotherapist, which I am. But this particular form was created by the psychiatric community, specifically Brian Weiss, who was discovering that he couldn't help people after a certain point. That talk therapy, that medicine, that it just wasn't clearing the trauma or the difficulty they were experiencing in their lifetime, and accidentally stumbled over the whole concept of spirit guides and past lives, and wow. So the idea of it is that you can experience regressing or going back to a previous lifetime and thereby perhaps heal traumas or fears or phobias that are plaguing you in this current lifetime. And it's very effective. It works very well. And, you know, it gives you some ideas of things that you can do for your personal healing. So looking at it another way, think about we're all out there. We're busy. We're speeding down the road of life. Things are looking really good. You know, we're in that souped up little convertible. It's a bright, sunny day. Boom, boom, boom. We're driving down the road and boop, we hit a speed bump. Ooh, a roadblock. We're distracted by the view. We take a wrong turn. Or we hit a detour and we have to backtrack. And maybe sometimes we just run into the end of the road and there's no way forward and no way back. And it's like, oh my gosh, now what? What are you going to do? Well, one thing you probably didn't do during this whole distraction, moving forward, trying to find the right road, trying to stay on the road, was look in your rearview mirror. And if you had, you'd be looking at someone waving at you, trying to wave you down, trying to help you get back on course. Think of that person trying to wave you down in your rearview mirror as your soul, trying to give you information that will help you in your current life. Listening to what your soul knows can make the difference between a bad or neutral decision and a really well-informed one. And you can do all that in a past life regression. There are things that I want to warn you about in a past life regression, techniques that may or may not work for you, thinking that may support you in deciding if this is what you want to do. But let me tell you the story of past life regression that I actually did. And I was in past life regression training. It was very dysfunctional teacher and situation, really bad experience. And I was trying not to share anything in a group where I did not feel safe, except one person that I was working with. I actually liked her and trusted her, and she was just kind of blocking out the negative energy from the teaching staff. And so it was my turn to look at a past life. So I thought, well, I don't want to dip into something that's going to make me even more vulnerable to the destructive energies in this room. So I thought, okay, let's look at something really benign. For my entire life, I've been afraid of heights, like in walking or driving across a big bridge. Not heights in an airplane, oddly enough, but heights where I'm exposed to the elements and way high up. And it's like, I don't even know why I'm afraid of that, why that bothered me. So that's a pretty benign thing to look at in a past life regression. So we're doing that, and the whole process of hypnotherapy is really very simple, people. It's like, have you ever daydreamed? Have you ever driven a few hours down the road and you get to where you're going and you're going like, wait, what happened between the time I left the house and the time I arrived here? It's like your brain is focused on driving, your body and your brain are all really taking good care of you, but your mental processes skipped over it so you didn't have to be bored on the drive. That's daydreaming is basically what happens with hypnotherapy and soul regression hypnotherapy. All it is a way for you to get relaxed so that you can allow your soul to move forward and teach you something that you might not have consciously known. So we're looking at my past life, and I'm wanting to find where was the original lifetime where I became afraid of heights? Oh my gosh, I did not see this coming. I'm gonna tell you, I work as a professional intuitive and I did not see this coming. There I was on a what now we would call an alien planet, and it had gigantic trees, and I adored those trees. And as I was looking at this, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I love trees now. I mean, if you ever, I'm like the original tree hugger, and the best place to see big trees, along the Oregon coast, California coast, the giant redwoods or the giant Douglas firs on the Oregon coast, so big that 10 people surrounding it can't get their arms around it. I love big trees, and all of a sudden I'm in this pl on this planet where I'm flying above these big trees, and I realize I'm like connected to them, almost like a caretaker situation. I depended on the trees, they depended on me, and I wasn't human. I was in this body with wings, and so I was flying above the trees. And the planet was under attack. There were literally ships sending laser beams and exploding the planet and burning the trees that I was part of. And as the trees around me burst into flames and started to die, I fell out of the great height above the planet. And that's how the planet died, and I died with it. Now you're saying, okay, Robin, that's like really way out there. Maybe so. It was very real. It wasn't anything that I just thought to make up. It just happened in the course of my relaxing with someone who was taking me through the regression. And I believe that it was real, that I had a previous life. I know that I've had previous lifetimes in different planets. A lot of us have. Most of us, by the time they reach my age, shall I say, slightly over 40. I have had experiences on other planets, are aware of them, and a lot of my clients are too. Those are the people who seek me out for things like past life regressions because they know it's a safe space here to deal with that. So I believe that that was a real memory of a previous lifetime. It explained my great love of gigantic trees and of the planet. It explained my fear of heights because I was there. My wings burned, I burned, I fell from a great height. And it was completely dependent on the planet around me, that we're almost a symbiotic relationship. But here's the thing about a past life regression. Even if that was not a true experience, it didn't matter because it taught me something about my current life. It gave me an idea of how I was afraid of heights, that perhaps there had been a previous lifetime where I died in a traumatic situation falling from a great height, and that's why I can go in an airplane. But Lord help me, driving across a big bridge. I still can't drive across a bridge down in Astoria, Oregon, even no matter how long I sit there. I can't get myself to drive across that bridge. So you'd say, well, that past life regression should have helped me. No, it just told me where the original story came from. But it also will give you clues on how to move forward with that story. Is that a fundamental thing in my current lifetime that I, you know, need to resolve? Well, if I ever want to drive across the Astoria Bridge, maybe. But for my daily life, not so much. I've learned how to drive over bridges. I do have issues with bridges, but, you know, it's not something that I need to deal with to have a satisfying or productive life. But sometimes it is for people, and that's one reason why you would look at a past life regression. So what are the different forms of those past life regressions, and how do you choose between them? So soul regression hypnotherapy, as I just discussed, is a way that the hypnotherapist will guide you into looking at a previous lifetime. And the first thing they do is help you get relaxed in the space there. Oh, let me just tell you how I do it. I help people get relaxed in the space with me. I create a gigantic sacred space for the event to occur within, so that they and I and all my crystals and everything, we're all safe within that big space. Because the key to a successful past life regression, as a key to any sort of intuitive service as well as just healing, is to be safe, to have a space big enough to explore in that you will stay safe in. We're coming up into a break here. And as we come back to the break, we'll talk more about this past life regression and the Akashic records and what they are. So hang on, we'll be right back.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about past life regression, Akashic Records, what the difference is with all of these different methodologies to understanding the roots or the things that have affected our soul up to this point. So in a soul regression hypnotherapy session, past life regression session, you, the client, you really do a lot of work. And this is where some people misunderstand what soul regression hypnotherapy is about, and also where they have the greatest experience. And so what happens if you came and sat down with me is that we would spend some time, and you get materials ahead of time, but we spend some time narrowing the focus of the question. So we want to go to, I'm assuming that everybody who comes to me has had many previous lifetimes. Because of my connection with Fallon, because of the large space that we can hold, I get a lot of people who, as they get into the session, or afterwards, I prefer that they tell me this up front so that I'm not trying to juggle things during the session. But a lot of these people know that they've had previous lifetimes on different planets. Some of them even are aware of concurrent alien lifetimes. Can you imagine that? Very aware of it. They've had experiences waking or sleeping where those lives have crossed over and they've seen themselves in this different area. They even know who the people are. They know their age. Oops, I forgot to turn off my phone. But even if you haven't, the idea is to hold a huge amount of space so that you can navigate within that space very safely and easily. So we'll narrow it down to a lifetime where you had this big experience. For example, in the story I told about me, I wanted to know the original lifetime where I developed this fear of heights and wide open spaces. And wow, the person I was working with was able to hold a big enough space that we could actually go to this alien planet. But then what we do is you get relaxed in that situation, then we travel to a safe space, and that's a space that you can always go to at any time outside of the session. If you just need a break during the day or you're struggling with an issue, you go to your safe space. And this is all of this journey that you're doing in this past life regression is your soul guiding you to that place. So I'm not telling you your safe space looks like a beach or whatever. It's you're walking into it. I'm holding the energy in the space for you. Your spiritual team is there supporting you. And your safe space is whatever it looks like to you, even if you make it up as you go along. And from there, we choose a path that leads to the lifetime that has the biggest impact on your current condition. Go through it, look at it, analyze it, and most of the time we'll also go into a between life regression, which is having taken you through that lifetime and past your death, you're then in the afterlife. And a between life regression is pretty fascinating because your soul is remembering during the actual regression, your soul is remembering that lifetime that it experienced, whatever it did. And sometimes those can be traumatic memories. And then, you know, I kind of have to pull people back and say, okay, you're not there now. You're looking at it. You're observing it like you're watching a TV show. Now, how is that going? And what is that? And what is this? And what happens next? And let's go 5 years into the future. Where are you now? That kind of thing. But when they're between lives, the soul is much more pragmatic, for one thing. And I'd say in terms of being able to look at that previous lifetime and go, oh, yeah, this is what I wanted to do. This is what happened. This is how what I wanted to do changed. This is what I learned, or I learned even more because of that change. And your soul is able to put that life into a context that gives your soul another element of how it's growing and changing over many lifetimes. And remember, we're all here to grow our souls. We've all currently taken human bodies to grow our souls in the context of being human. That doesn't mean we haven't chosen other different types of experiences, like the alien flying creature that I was. I remember lifetimes on this planet as animals or whales, and my animal family, which is constantly reincarnating with me, has at previous lifetimes been human. So one of the great things about then a past life regression is that you see all the possibilities, all of the things that you experimented with, all of the different ways you were trying to grow your soul, what supported you during that lifetime, what blocked you in that lifetime, and then what are the lessons that you're bringing forward from that, not just into the between life analysis of it, but your current life now. So that's one of the things that I'm really so fascinated with is you can use a past life regression to deal with fear, phobias, and trauma. That's what Brian Weiss and all of the other psychiatric community people are doing. And when he started making his information public, he started hearing from other people who were doing the same kind of thing with their patients. They were just being very quiet about it because they thought it was maybe too woo-woo-y for science. You know, it's just like, my gosh, we've gotten ourselves so messed up over that idea. But looking at the different things that you can use as a past life regression, you're not just looking to cure fears and phobias. I love to take people through a past life regression and tap skills that you knew in a past life that you can bring forward and use now. And that is completely possible, and it happens all the time. And it is so amazing to see people tap these abilities, resolve issues that have been bothering them for lifetimes, and just walk out of here amazed and empowered to take the next step to not just grow their souls, but to be better with their families, to work harder at their job, to change jobs, to grow in a different direction, to tap their artistic skills. And one of the things that fascinates me is In all of these regressions that I've done over the years, both intuitively and through soul regression hypnotherapy, is how much we have forgotten right now in our modern culture, how far behind we are from wherever we've been in previous lifetimes. And what I mean by that is, especially when clients come here and they want to tap an interest, or they want to tap a previous life skill, and I'll say, well, what are you interested in? You know, what are you interested in? What's piqued your curiosity? Yeah. Because usually something that you're curious about or you're interested in has, you know, kind of giving you a little bit of direction. So I have people say, well, I'm curious about how energy works, and did I ever work with energy? And we'll go back to a past life where they were really knowledgeable about working with energy. And what do we find? We go back 300-400 years, and we're looking at people living simple lives in villages, you know, farming communities, hunter-gatherers. Really, they didn't have technology like we have today. They couldn't get on an airplane. The best they could do is like ride a horse to the neighboring village, if that. And these people understand energy, and it isn't just energy. I mean, we could see them. In one case, I remember a young mother, and she's dancing. And as she dances, she's sending energy out into the community, and it's weaving around the other members of that small community and her family. And it's bringing them closer together. It's consolidating kinship, if you will. And she's very aware that she's doing it. And she was, just like all the others we've talked to, very aware that she's talking to herself in the future. They will literally turn around and look at us and engage us in conversation, which makes me, you know, my client is asking questions and then I'm like asking a few questions that I think are helpful to the client, but also that I just can't help myself to find out about that is supporting my client and adding to the conversation. Very simple people 300 or 400 years ago, not blinking an eye at talking to themselves 400 years in the future. None of us today are that self-assured. And yet it was commonplace for them. And I believe it was commonplace for our ancestors to be able to tie threads like that, to look at the past, to look at the future, and to not be surprised at it. It just was normal to them. And today we are so caught up on what science can prove by looking through a microscope or a telescope or whatever, splitting an atom and shooting a poor thing to pieces, that we're not looking at the whole picture. And the whole picture is what a past life regression can give you. So if you're thinking that you're dreaming and you're having dreams and you're thinking of, well, this person feels really familiar to me, it may be that you're dreaming of a past life. And my great, you know, joy would be to see more people on the planet just connecting with themselves in previous lifetimes, tapping their skill sets, understanding where they feel traumatized, like I was about heights. Understanding what led to, what soul experiences led to their current experience. Not that it made it happen, but what elements of those previous lifetimes are affecting us today, or can we understand how they affected our soul then, and then can we go and heal our soul? This is part of, you know, the shamanic practice of soul retrieval, which I do in my own particular way, bringing back elements of our souls that have been frightened away or split away from us in previous lifetimes, either through violence or determination. We just decided to do that. But people in past, people looking at themselves in past lives and those people in previous lifetimes not being a bit dismayed or even startled at talking to themselves, but then turning and giving us a lesson. This is how I work with energy. And the person asks a question, but what about this? And she goes, oh, that's very simple. This is what you do here. You know, you feel like your head can explode from all the information of just asking a soul to express itself. Pretty, pretty amazing. So what else is out there for past life regression? So I've talked about past life regression through soul regression hypnotherapy. Then there's the concept that people call the Akashic Records. Okay, so I still don't know where the word Akashic came from, and I don't think it matters that much. But I do know that it was made popular by Edgar Cayce, who's himself a pretty interesting guy. Don't know a lot about him either. I know a lot of people really still follow his teachings, his insights. Boy, he had to have quite a crew to support him, didn't he? But the idea of the Akashic Records is that it's basically past life regression. It's that there is a place where all of the memories of your soul are contained, and some people call it like a computer system or like a library, the old card catalog system in the libraries. You open up a drawer and that, yeah, it pulls out that lifetime. I've had people, we've shared intuitive sessions, and they've looked at what they call the Akashic Records for me. This is another name for an intuitive giving you a past life reading, you know, as they see it presenting itself to you. The difference between that and hypnotherapy is that it's one step removed. With hypnotherapy, it's you and your soul getting in there and doing the work. And truly, it is hard work. You are doing the work. People like me are asking the questions, holding the space there, and you're telling us what you see. You're telling us what you're experiencing. You're working through it. You're listening to your soul. It is a tremendous amount of work, and some people don't like that. They think, well, that's not being fair. You're supposed to do all the work. Well, in a sense, I am, because I'm holding this space for them to be able to do that in, a very sacred space where the energy is very contained, very open to you being able to have that experience. But it's your soul with the Akashic Record reading or with an intuitive simply looking at a past life or looking at what your block is. That would be me or someone like me literally looking at the past and pulling out something that looks relevant at the time. But you are then the bystander in that. You are the person just sitting there having the reading done for you. And while your spiritual team is guiding that and can get involved in helping the intuitive, the Akashic Record reader or whatever, find that lifetime that is affecting you or that you need to know about, it's by definition a less personal process. And if you're that's the way you want to do it, that's fine. I'm just telling you what the difference is between them, because it's me telling you what I see in a previous lifetime. And it may not necessarily be what you needed to hear that day. And not saying your guides aren't great or can't guide us to the right lifetime, but there are so many different lifetimes that can affect your lifetime now, and that can affect the issue that you had. My issue of heights probably had other issues besides that original lifetime, when I went to the original lifetime. But there are many, many things that can affect us over many lifetimes. And I'll explain that when I come back with a quick story of a client and an issue that she needed to resolve. But we're timed out for a break here.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please, help.
My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency? 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about past life regression, difference between hypnotherapy and the Akashic Records, and moving on from there. So the Akashic Records, or the intuitive insight, is a way for a professional to get a professional intuitive to help you explore previous lifetime that basically pops up there right in front of the intuitive. Very useful, very helpful. It's just a question of what you're looking for. You get to sit back and, you know, not participate so much. So it's a little step removed. It's like the difference between first person and third person, you know, sort of reading a book. But it can be very useful, and it helps a lot of people. With all information, you know, you need to be discriminating between what works for you and what doesn't, or what feels right to you and what doesn't. Even within the soul regression hypnotherapy session, you can speak up and say, hey, no, I don't want to go there, kind of thing. But as I was saying right before the break, there are issues that repeat over our lifetimes, and that's really not surprising, considering the goal of every lifetime is to literally survive, right? So to get through whatever happens to you in that lifetime and come out okay at the other end. So that means that some issues that affecting you right now could be issues that affected you in previous lifetimes. For example, I had a client who was decided that she wanted to look at why she'd spent her entire life worried about her teeth. And I thought, well, boy, that's going to be a boring session, because I didn't know any better at the time. But it was like, okay, that's interesting. That would have, you know, not been something I would have thought of, but it was clearly something that had bothered her entire life. So could we resolve that in one session? We looked at it, and we ended up looking at 3 different lifetimes, all of which involved serious issues with her teeth. One where she was a slave on a ship where apparently way back when they yanked people's teeth out to make them even more dependent on the slave lords. Horrifying. And she was literally on that ship, and I was there watching it with her because, hello, I'm an intuitive as well as a hypnotherapist, so I could see this lifetime playing out, you know, and trying to hold the space and keep her from being panicky while letting her see half that lifetime of her teeth yanked out of her head really terrified her and affected her. Then another lifetime where she was a woman and you know, just raising a family, but had badly infected teeth, and how that affected her and how she died miserable. And you begin to see that this theme of teeth and pain and loss of control of her person, you know, not being able to, you know, just soar and be her best because she was a slave, or she was oppressed, or she was poor and she couldn't get her teeth fixed, and that messed up everything. Totally amazing. And so then you go between lives and you help that person and that soul work out, okay, this wasn't because I did something wrong. It's just how things happened in that lifetime, and how I can grow above that and understand that in this current lifetime, I don't have a problem with my teeth. I'm just worried about a problem with my teeth. And maybe that worry goes back to that memory that I didn't know I had of when my teeth were affected and affected my life and brought about my death in previous lifetimes. So you see how something that could be bothering us now gets brought forward then by looking at it in a past life regression and seeing, you know, how can we resolve this issue. She got up and she left here, and she no longer has a problem worrying about her teeth. It's amazing, isn't it? It's just a couple hours and boom, a problem she's worried about all her life is gone. Doesn't mean she doesn't take care of her teeth. It just means she knows that her worry about them went deeper than this current lifetime, which really helps us get perspective on things. So what does that mean then for us looking forward to a past life regression and the kinds of issues that we could look at? So I've had people coming to me that feel like they keep sabotaging themselves in their quest to become fully powerful. The issue with teeth, the issue of giving their power away. At times, even a past life regression it becomes an actual soul retrieval. I remember another past life regression that I did on myself, actually years ago with another intuitive, where we went to a lifetime where I had, as a man, murdered a bunch of people and got locked up and punished for it. And at that time, they punished people by turning them into slaves until they went insane, and then they killed them. It's like, wow, do we really need to know all the terrible things they did to people back then? But in actual point of fact, what for me that was a part of my soul stayed in a jail cell for hundreds of years until we went to it and said, hey, you know, that's gone now. You don't need to be doing that, you know. And really, I saw tremendous compassion for myself in looking at this man just saying, stay away from me. I'm dangerous. Don't come near me. And it's like, it's okay. That lifetime is over. That part of my soul needs to come back to me now. You need to reintegrate. You need to heal. Let me help you. And that process of making ourselves whole is probably something that goes on for all of the lifetimes that we have, but each opportunity to further heal our soul gives us more of our power back. It gives us more of an opportunity to look at all the different things that we could tap into, from people learning how to use energy from themselves 300 or 400 years in the past to looking at issues that are affecting them now. I was doing spontaneous past life regressions years ago. I didn't even know what it was until somebody handed me Brian Weiss's book and said, here, this is what's happening to you. And these spontaneous past life regressions, my first Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Murphy was with me at the time. So it's 20 years ago. And she and I were together in previous lifetimes. She, you look at various things. You look at what's happening. You look at what they're looking at. And you see how you've lived with other people in previous lifetimes. And you see sometimes maybe things that you don't want to see. In those spontaneous past life regressions, a lot of things popped up. And one of those was my last lifetime, where I killed myself. And if you don't think that wasn't traumatic, my energy just plummeted. I could just feel it leaving me, like I'd hit the bottom of a well, and my spiritual team was like, no, you shouldn't be doing this anymore. And I'm like, okay, that's like a red flag to a bull. Tell me not to do something, then I'll go and do it. But what Murphy said to me then was, you left me. You left me alone. And so we see in these things how fragile we are, how we're working each lifetime, and how sometimes we hit this roadblock and we, you know, we can't surmount it, and we do something like kill ourselves. And it's not just us that's affected, it's those around us. And then maybe we come back together to do things. Murphy and I realized during the course of her long life with me that we came together to heal things from previous lifetimes that we'd experienced together. And we did that before she died. So that was a plus for us, a huge plus for us. And I saw 500 years of lifetimes for myself with the same health issues that I've successfully managed to overcome in this lifetime. But oh my gosh, 500 years, you know. So what happens then? So with a past life regression, you can see things and then you can heal them. And that's what the process of our lives is all about. How do we heal our temper tantrum? How do we heal from little annoyances? How do we heal from things that have bothered us in previous lifetimes that we got a little bit of solution to, or maybe none at all? And how do we look at those and how do we bring them forward? But to watch out for things as you're looking at exploring this process, it is not a fun and games thing. There are people out there that are having these big open things and they open events and they come in and people are exploring and they go, oh, isn't it cool that my daughter and I were husband and wife in a previous lifetime? And they may think that's cool, but I think that's creepy. You know? So it's like, what are you going to think? What are you going to think about what your experiences were in a past lifetime? So what to watch out for? Don't ever surrender your power to anyone, your past life regression specialist or anybody around you. It is your power. This process is a way for you to tap your power and bring it forward from previous lifetimes with the knowledge of those experiences to add depth and dimension to your current life. Be careful that any intuitive that you're working with on the Akashic Records or another intuitive process doesn't have their own agenda. That's different from helping you be your best self in that moment and to grow from that experience. I haven't met anyone that is really dishonest, but maybe not necessarily had the expertise or the ability to hold a space big enough for you to explore in, so you end up like a can of sardines. You're not quite enough space there to really grow and learn from that experience. So you need someone to hold a big enough space for that. If you have a personal dread of some kind, like I did about heights or any one of a number of things, if you find out something about that previous lifetime, can you forgive yourself for whatever you did? Can you learn from whatever mistake that was? I mean, I went back and investigated that previous lifetime that was the lifetime right before this one. I looked at who she was. I looked at what she did and why she did it. There's a record of her lifetime. And sometimes we can see public records of our previous lifetimes, and sometimes, most of the time, we can't. But be very careful, because if you experience something like that, you know, how are you going to feel right now in the moment? You know, so we are out of time for today. Explore this issue for yourself. Do some reading about it. Prepare for a session by outlining what it is you need to explore and you want to explore, and look at why you're doing that. Why are you looking at a past life regression? Is it going to help you resolve an issue now? Is it going to give you more information? Great. Just be careful, because none of us lived completely 100% saintly past lives, just like we're not totally 100% saints in this life. You may discover things you don't want to see, but they are in the past. They have affected your soul. They are affecting your soul now. And even if you never do a past life regression, you can cross your hands on your heart and say, I forgive myself. I honor myself for all of those past lives, doing the best I could, even if I made a mistake. Because that's what our lives are all about, growing and learning and moving forward and just really totally living the best life that we can. So I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, my name is Robin Fritz. You can find me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's RobynFritz.com. I offer personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life and between life regression. A process I call soul progression clearing, which I'll explain in December again. It's a little bit of past life regression and a lot of healing. And you can find me for those sessions. You can find me every week on Facebook at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the Humanity Healing page. But I want to thank you for joining me next week. Actually, for the rest of the year, I have guests coming on. Next week is Nick Jankel on Finding Peace, Love, and Purpose Without Religion. The following week, Spiritual Activism, Science, and Spirituality with author Stephen Taylor. December 10th, Rebecca Gamir. I discovered her at the Daily Beast. She is writing a memoir called Chasing Light, and it's how she picked herself up at age 64 and got an RV and traveled around the country. What she learned. She calls herself a professional wanderer. So, and at December 17th, we'll talk about soul progression, clearing, what to look forward for in the new year. So thank you for joining me. Cross your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath. Bring all healthy, positive energy right to your heart. Let's close down that connection to Fallon so you can go about your day. Thank you for joining me. Take care, and we'll see you next week.